The angel's voice seemed more commanding, like the greatest hero in a conquering army.
Without question. He has already implemented the first step. The skies and roads will soon be clear.
And Congress?
It seems that there's a fire sale on souls in Washington. I've never seen so many bargains.
The room grew hotter, and now Shelley was glad to have bare arms and shoulders. She felt unashamed and free, ready to do anything Morgan and Samyaza asked. Morgan took Shelley's hand again and pulled her close, almost nose to nose. Morgan's breath smelt much like the incense, except older somehow. Morgan laid her palm over Shelley's heart, just above the V in Harvard.
You see, Shelley, everything is in place. All that is left to do is to allow me to enter your body. When I enter, you will feel a sudden surge of cold, then a warming sensation, as my presence begins coursing through your veins. Then my mind will enter yours, and we will cohabit as twin sisters in a common womb, speaking to each other mind to mind. Other than the first wave of cold, the process is simple and painless. I just need your permission.
Shelley's gaze locked onto Morgan's crackling red eyes. What would it feel like to have another person, someone this powerful, living inside?
Will you take complete control of me? Or will I be able to think my own thoughts?
As long as you follow my plan, I will allow you complete control. I will be able to read your thoughts, and you will hear me speak to your mind whenever you need instructions. It will take a great amount of courage for you to allow this invasion of your soul, but your passion for world peace and security, I'm sure, will overcome your fears.
Morgan's touch sent a surge of new warmth into Shelley's bones. If Morgan lived within her, would she always feel like this? She looked up again at Samyaza's beautiful, wondrous face, an ageless face that radiated wisdom, strength, and courage. Surely he had the power to do whatever Morgan might bid him to do. After all, he was an angel, so the plan had to work. There could be no other answer.
Yes, I'll do it.
The professor kept one hand on the steering wheel while using the other to hold his phone.
Yes, William.